Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. And Huron County District Court, James Campbell Shaw appeared before Judge Ferris on charges of operating while intoxicated. The incident occurred on or before, or about, I should say, May 31st, 2026. This misdemeanor charge carries potential penalties, including up to 93 days in jail, a fine between $100 and $500, and up to 360 hours of community service and possible vehicle immobilization, ignition interlock, and license sanctions. During the arraignment, Mr. Shaw stood mute and a plea of not guilty was entered on his behalf. Attorney Michelle Siev has been appointed to represent him for the remainder of the case. The court set an interim bond of $3,500 with 10% posted. Exceptions to standard bond conditions were granted. Mr. Shaw is permitted to leave the state of Michigan for employment or interview purposes, provided he informs pretrial services of his travel dates, locations, and contact information. He is also allowed to be in establishments where alcohol is served, for work with his band, or when visiting his mother's restaurant. However, he is strictly prohibited from consuming alcohol or controlled substances and must comply with random drug and alcohol testing. Upcoming court dates include a deadline of June 22nd for the prosecutor to provide a plea offer form and discovery. The plea cutoff and deadline for filing motions is July 9th at 10 a.m., which will be an in-person hearing. Also in Huron County Circuit Court, Monday, Judge Frill addressed several motions in a case of People of the State of Michigan versus Mark Wesley Rolfe involving three separate files, 267-400-FC, 267-448-FH, and 267-449-FH. The court granted a motion to consolidate all three cases for a single trial, a request to which the defense had no objection. Regarding file 267-449-FH, the prosecution sought to add three counts of CSC fourth degree. The district court had previously bound over on only two counts without providing an explanation for its decision. Judge Prill remanded this file back to the district court, requiring an explanation for its original ruling to ensure a clear record. For file 267-400-FC, the prosecution's motion to add 12 counts of CSC first degree was granted. The court cited MCR 6.112H and relevant case law, determining that the amendment would not unfairly surprise or prejudice the defendant, partially as a pretrial summary form had indicated the possibility of further charges. A motion concerning similar acts 404B was postponed, with the court deciding to wait until the remanded 267-449-FH file returns from the district court. When we come back from this Thumb Cellular sponsor message, we'll continue with more local news.
New free phones have arrived at Thumb Cellular. That's right, whether you're an Apple or Android user, there's a free phone for you at Thumb Cellular. The iPhone 17e and the Galaxy A17 have arrived. Totally yours, totally free. Can it get any better? Yes, it can. When you switch to Thumb Cellular or activate a new line, you'll also get a free month of service, giving you even more value right from day one. Thumb Cellular has friendly local service you can count on. Plus, you'll save even more with Thumb Cellular's straightforward unlimited plans, offering options for every budget and need. With a 45-day satisfaction guarantee, you can make the switch with confidence. A better network, a better value, and a better way to stay connected. But don't wait. Stop by your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, or visit thumbcellular.com/deals. Terms and conditions apply. Offers valid through June 30th, 2026. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb for 35 years.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, a Huron County Circuit Court hearing Monday addressed a probation violation for Page and Shively. Shively was accused of violating a no-contact order with Shane Krug, and with alleged contact occurring around April 27th, 2026 at her place of employment, and additional Snapchat communication was also noted. Shively admitted to the court that she had contact with Krug, contrary to her probation terms. The court's ruling included 30 days in jail with 2 days credit, along with continued probation, a $250 fine, and a $25 assessment fee. Work release was approved, subject to Huron County Sheriff's Office guidelines. Shively stated, "I know it was stupid, I know it was wrong, and I'm sorry." For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular.